Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to encourage you and to strengthen you in your normal daily Christian life and in your church life so that you can be one that God can use to turn this age. And today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. Today I'd like to begin some fellowship with you concerning five statuses that every believer has and the impact that seeing these statuses can have on our Christian life, on our daily life. The five statuses are that we are ambassadors of Christ, we are seed, good seed. Also, we are branches, branches in the vine. We're also priests, priests of the gospel. And finally, we are members, members of the body of Christ. So, we are ambassadors, we are seeds, we are branches, we are priests, and we are members. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, it reads, "On behalf of Christ, then, we are ambassadors. As God entreats you through us, we beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." Brothers and sisters, did you know you are an ambassador of Christ? What are the implications of this? What are the significances of this? I'd like to mention two things. First, I think it would be clear that an ambassador is a representative. We represent Christ wherever we are. At school, with our friends, when we're with our relatives, we are Christ's representatives. We are Christ's ambassadors. You know, an ambassador is the representative of a nation, of a kingdom. And we are in the midst of two kingdoms. Actually, we began in one kingdom and we got transferred out of that kingdom, which was the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of darkness, into God's kingdom. So we are now ambassadors of the kingdom of God. But where and when do you need an ambassador? You need an ambassador not in your own country, but when you go to visit another country. And saints, although we are in the kingdom of God, we have to live, we have to visit Satan's kingdom. Actually, every time you go to school, you're visiting Satan's kingdom, Satan's realm. And we go there as Christ's representative. We go there representing Christ. Actually, we go there to deliver people out of Satan's kingdom into the kingdom of God. In this portion in 2 Corinthians 5:20, the context of this verse is the matter of the ministry of reconciliation. As ambassadors, we need to entreat people to be reconciled to God. But if you would read the few verses just before verse 20, you will see that the first ones that need to be reconciled to God are us. We need to come back to God. We need to be reconciled to God. And what does it mean to be reconciled to God? It means there is no distance between us and God. That is, we were those who were away from Him. But in Christ, we've become a new creation and we've been brought back to Christ. However, it is still possible that in our lives there may be some factors that create some distance between us and the Lord. And we need to eliminate those things that create the distance between us and God. Those things might be sin. Well, of course, sin creates a barrier between us and the Lord. We can easily eliminate that distance by confessing our sins. But saints, we do need to have a thorough confession of our sins. We shouldn't take sin lightly. And the confessing of sins will reconcile us to God. But it may not be sin. It may be other things, like things of the world, other loves that we have, idols that are in our heart. We have to make sure that there is no distance between us and God, that there's no factor creating distance between us and God. And this is something that only we can know before the Lord personally. So we need to be reconciled to God. Then we can be His ambassadors to go to people to bring them back to God so that they can eliminate the distance they have between them and God. Brothers and sisters, this is our ministry. This is who we are. It's actually not just what we do. It's who we are. We are ambassadors of Christ. The second status that we want to talk about is that we are seeds. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, it says that the kingdom of the heavens has become like a man sowing good seed in his field. Then in verse 38, it explains that the field is the world and the good seed are the sons of the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, we are good seed. This also has two implications. What is a seed? A seed is a container of life. From the moment that we receive the Lord at the time of our salvation, did you know that when the life entered into us as a seed, actually it constituted us as a good seed? We are the sons of the kingdom. We are the good seed. And as such, we have been sown. Actually, we have been scattered. And this is the second significance concerning this matter of the seed. Do you know that wherever you are in school, whatever neighborhood that you live in, whatever family that you're in, you have been strategically sown there by the sower? The Lord likens himself to a farmer. He is a sower. And he sows us, he scatters us in the field of the world. Wherever you are, whatever school you're in, you are a seed sown there to grow the kingdom for Christ. You know, we all are in different places. Most of us are in different schools. Of course, it's good if some of us are gathered together in certain junior high school, or college campuses. That's wonderful. But on the whole earth, the Lord has scattered us to different campuses, to different universities, for the spread of His kingdom. So don't think it's a coincidence, it's an accident, that you are where you are. The Lord has sown you there that you would grow and spread His kingdom. That there, in that place, you could be His ambassador. These matters are related. Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope we would realize and appreciate what we are. Again, here, it's not a matter of what we do. It's a matter of realizing what we are, who we are. We are Christ's ambassadors, and we are the good seed of the kingdom of God. Christ has come into us, and we are constituted with His life, and He has scattered us to reach different people. Imagine if there were no Christians, no believers in your junior high school, or your high school, or your college campus, or your office. How would the gospel spread? How would those around you have the opportunity to hear the gospel? The way is that you are there. The Lord has scattered you. The Lord has placed you as a seed there in that campus, in that office, so that the gospel could flow through you. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. You are a good seed. Thirdly, we are branches in the vine. And this we can see from John chapter 15. We are all branches in the true vine. In this chapter, John 15, the Lord says that he's the vine, his father is the husbandman, or the farmer, and we are branches in the vine. And this also has some significances for our daily life. A branch, a proper branch, a normal branch, a healthy branch, is a branch that is connected to the vine and draws the riches from the vine. So what does this mean for us practically? It means that we are one spirit with the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians 6:17. We're one spirit with the Lord. We're connected to him in our spirit. So daily we need to draw the riches from the source. Draw the riches from the Lord, who is our rich supplying vine. And we need to enjoy his riches so that his riches can flow through us as channels. You know, every branch is a channel. Drawing the riches from the trunk, from the vine, and then flowing those riches out for the fruit. So to be normal and healthy, the first thing, brothers and sisters, is we need to enjoy the source. We need to enjoy daily drawing the riches of Christ, enjoying the riches of Christ. Hopefully we can have some personal time with the Lord, and calling on him, telling him that we love him, reading his word, pray reading his word, confessing our sins, so that we can have the sweet and simple enjoyment of the Lord, so that eventually he can flow through us through the day, and there would be the producing of fruit. That's the first implication. The second point I'd like to bring out is that the fruit that is born by a vine tree is not individual fruit. It is corporate fruit. And so we are branches, but we're not individual branches. We are branches together with other branches in the vine tree. And so what this means, brothers and sisters, is we should bear corporate fruit. We should pray with others. It's good if there are others on our campus that we could come together and have some fellowship with, and maybe we can suggest one or two names, and our spiritual companion can also suggest one or two names, and we can pray together and even preach the gospel together so that we can bear the corporate fruit. We shouldn't consider that the burden of the gospel just rests on our shoulders individually. We can stand with one another, pray with one another, and pray for one another. But even if you're the only one on your campus, you can still bear corporate fruit by praying with other young people. We can have outside of our school environment, I hope you have some spiritual companions or some other saints in the young people's meeting where you can pray together for your friends so that you can be the branches in the vine and bear the corporate fruit. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. I hope that you have received some impression of these statuses. We are ambassadors, we are seeds, and we are branches. I hope the Lord can open our eyes so that we can see a little bit of these statuses and they would impact our daily life. We're ambassadors of Christ, representing him and reconciling others to him by first ourselves being reconciled to God. We're the seeds, the containers of life. Also, we realize that under his sovereignty, he has scattered us and placed us in different schools, in different cities for the spread of his kingdom. And finally, we are branches in the vine, so we daily receive and enjoy the riches, and we can bear the corporate fruit with others. We'll complete the fellowship next time, covering the other statuses. Well, we always enjoy hearing from you. So if you have any feedback on this or any of our other podcasts or any other material that you find on our website, please feel free to contact us. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. We do pray that you would make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.